B-Pod Studios.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, cause the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us.
Come on.
All across the board, we burn it up.
It's 1 o'clock on a Friday. Time now to welcome in RJ Bell of not only pregame.com, but Fox Sports Radio national host. That RJ Bell. That's who we're talking to at 1 o'clock on a Friday. What's up, RJ?
We're bad. We're nationwide.
All right. All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
all good. Right. There's a game that I want to ask you about that one of our producers, T-Bone, has on our list of picks this week. I want to ask you, how many points is Drew Brees worth in a line for a Saints game? Now that he's injured and he's out, how much is he worth and how much does that shift a line for this week's game, Saints and Seahawks?
Now, was his nickname T-Bone before the Seinfeld episode with Costanza?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to name him Coco.
Now, that's a pool right there. All right, you guys, it's funny, and swear to God, this was the game I was digging into right before the segment. So, Seattle, at home, last 15 years. All right, so it's a nice chunk of time. 63%, almost 64% against the spread. All right, pretty amazing. They are number one. No other team is even close. So this Seattle team probably has a home field advantage of about 4 points, maybe even 4.5, the most in the NFL. The line in this game is 4.5. So that says that Seattle this year is equal to the Saints without Brees? All right, that must be a lot of love for Bridgewater. I disagree. If you look at Bridgewater, and let's acknowledge, in 2018, he had a great preseason. Since then, he started the last game of the regular season in 2018. I would make the case that game had a ton of focus from the coach of the Saints, from Bridgewater. You know, there really was just a sense that Bridgewater is the starter in waiting. They had their seed set, the Saints did. Why not see what he can do? Sean Payton, Bridgewater, Workhart, he was horrible in that game. So they didn't cover the spread against a bad Carolina team. He had 118 yards in that game. Ooh, not good. Only 14 completions, 22 attempts. Now, in the offseason, Miami offered him the starting job, is what the reporting is. He's still signed with the Saints. So you would think, oh, he's really optimistic about what he's going to do with the Saints. If you actually look at the preseason this year, he was below average. His yards per attempt, which is a very key stat. It's telling you, are you throwing downfield or not? 5.7, way below average. When he did mop-up duty after Brees got hurt, his yards per attempt, 5.5. So this is a guy, his QBR in this most recent game, 10. That's 10 out of 100. So to me, I think there's something wrong with with Bridgewater. And maybe it's the lingering problems from the injury. Who knows? But is it a coincidence that Peyton's talking about, oh, we're going to put some sets in and maybe more with another guy? So to me, either you think Seattle is horrible this year or you think Breeze is mighty good. There's no other way the line can be 4.5. I think that maybe both are somewhat true, that Seattle's horrible and Bridgewater isn't very good. But I think the marketplace is thinking, oh, Bridgewater, starter in waiting. I don't think so. I like Seattle in this game.
I looked at it, and I immediately thought Breeze is really good, and Breeze is worth a lot of points, which is why that line is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, but if that's the case, so well, think of what you're saying is, Breeze is really good, Breeze is worth a lot of points. So you think the line is short? You think Seattle favored here by 4.5 is respect for Breeze?
Yes. What do you think the line would be if Breeze were playing? Would the Saints be favored?
I think the smallest of favorites.
The Saints would be favored, and I think it'd be like 2.5.
Nope, no, too much. But okay, let's call it. But we're splitting the difference. Let's call it 1 or 2. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're in the same area, but that's a big difference, I know, because you're looking for those small advantages.
But so what you're saying is, if Breeze would have been a small favorite here, the fact that Seattle is a clear favorite at 4.5, you say that's respect for Breeze.
Yes.
There's another way to look at it, though, is right now Saints without their quarterback are equal to, in that they're even teams with Seattle with their quarterback, because their home field is so good at 4.5. I think it's a sign these are even teams. So you think the Saints without Breeze on a neutral should be pick 'em against Seattle?
No, because I actually agree with you that when you look at this, it jumps out at me that Seattle is the right way to go here.
Yeah,
I think it's too much. I think it's overvaluing Breeze is what I believe.
Well, if it's overvaluing Breeze, wouldn't Seattle be a big favorite?
Yeah, I understand your point. I think that Drew Breeze is more than a field goal difference in a game. And that's all they're given this game, is a field goal difference with the absence of Breeze.
Well, I mean, the line is 4.5. When you say field goal, it's saying the typical home field advantage is 3. I agree with you. Seattle's is better. Oh, by the way, Seattle hasn't lost a game as an underdog since 2011. They're like 7-0 against the spread. So, I mean, this is a team you do not give points in Seattle very often.
I think it's like a 6-point swing here.
Remember, hold on.
We don't have all day with you, RJ. We could talk to you all day. I would love this. But let me ask you about a game that I'm guessing you won't have much of an opinion on. And I hope you don't like it, because you haven't liked my picks in the first 2 weeks and they both come through. I like Arizona giving 2 at home to the Panthers this week.
Well, you know something, you know, a little side comment there. You know what we could do?
What?
In New York City, big time radio, as some people would say. I personally like Boston as much as any city. And
we'll
that's
pull
the
bigger
truth.
Numbers here.
That's the truth. Here's what I would say, is the idea that you and I could do like a pick challenge. Put up maybe 10K, 5K, whatever you're comfortable with, and see how it goes at the end of the year.
What are you comfortable with, Hardy?
Let me see what I got.
All right, well, we'll think of that till next week.
Wait, I have $17 I will put up right now.
And the game you're talking about is which game?
Arizona giving 2. I like them at home against the Panthers.
Here's the thing.
Good. Already good. Put it down as a win. Put it down as a win for me. Good.
I'm skeptical about Arizona. But let's be candid. They did play better than expected against Baltimore. So,
and they came back to tie the Lions in a game that they should have lost.
Yeah, I hear you. I think there's something there. But I also think that Carolina, you can't really bet them unless you know how injured Cam Newton is. Meaning you can't go either way, because if Cam's healthy, I think Carolina's not a bad team. He hasn't looked healthy so far.
I don't think he's gotten any healthier this week.
Well,
is my point.
I mean, how do people ever get healthier? Ooh. Over time, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it's through the healing powers of laughter.
And thus they're listening to what show? I think you should be nice to me because it's going to go a lot better.
RJ,
for you.
I love you. What are you talking about? I am being nice.
Hey,
RJ. Right.
By the way, we got to talk Pats.
Yeah. When is this streak of insane spreads going to come to an end?
Well, this is amazing. So literally in the last 30 years, that's 3 decades for Hardy, 30 years. 5 times there's been a favorite in the NFL over 3 touchdowns. 5 times. 2 times this week. Wow. And I love, and you know me, I'm a straight talker where I'm a big Belichick fan. In fact, I was watching last night on YouTube. This is kind of my life in the NFL season. Belichick on a CNBC special like from 2 years ago. I watched about 20 minutes of it before I went to bed. I love Belichick. That said, I love the Jets here. And here's why. Belichick blew out. Covered the big spread last week against Miami. Why? We talked about it. Was it a question of him being sick and tired of 5 out of 6 wins with Miami, wanting to make a statement? Maybe wanting to make a statement that this distraction with Brown really isn't a distraction. But now that they blew him out, do you think he wants a second, or does he have a great motivation for a second blowout? I don't think so, because what happens if they win by 30? Oh, is this the best team since an undefeated team? Blah, blah, blah. I also think the Jets are going to play hard. They're getting a lot of heat up there in New York. I think rightfully so for a new coach. I'm not a big fan of his. I think they play hard. I don't think that the Pats have any desire for margin. And oh, by the way, Belichick has had 5 games in his career with the Pats being a 20-point or greater favorite, 0-5 against the spread. So to me, they were a big road favorite last week, but this is another level. Give me the Jets, and oh, by the way, for sophisticated players, if your bookie will let you do this, Jets and under has a correlation to it. If the Jets cover, the under has a much better than 52.4% chance, which is break even. Thus, Jets and under is the real sharp play. You guys don't like it?
I wouldn't touch this game. It's it's a ton of points.
85 degrees here.
Yeah, it's tough to lay that many points and take the Patriots. Having said that, I would not be shocked to see them win 35-10. Which doesn't sound like that much of a blowout, but it covers.
35-10?
It's cover.
Well, I mean, when you beat teams 33-3 and 43-0, yeah.
Well, but don't you see that's what every what I call him Freddie Fanny Pack. The guy down Fremont Street, he has a
RJ.
Twinkie. Yes.
They haven't hit their stride yet.
They had five crappy series in the second half. They missed some kicks. They had 43 in their sleep.
I wonder if anyone's logging these statements, recording them, and getting ready for a supercut after Brady retires. I just wonder, because there's a little too...
We understand our lives are over. We get it.
But yeah. He's here this weekend, and he's playing this weekend, and they haven't hit their stride
yet. Is he banged up?
Yes, but that doesn't matter.
What do you think? Oh, nothing matters, right? Okay.
Never mattered.
Here's my question, though. Won't Belichick get a little more conservative on the long passes?
Did he get conservative in the fourth quarter last week in Miami? Nope.
Here's what I'm going to say. You guys all have my number. Anyone that wants to book me on Jets and under, text me.
All right, RJ, as always, love you, man.
Thank you, guys.
See you, RJ.
RJ Bell joining us from Vegas, pregame.com, and, of course, national host on Fox Sports Radio.
You know what's funny is he mentions Brady back banged up. I got a kick out of Felger and Maz yesterday because they were breaking down the video, and Maz was like, look at Brady. He's wearing slippers out there.
What?
Maz said Brady had slippers on, and this was a big thing on the show yesterday. I listened all day, Felger, Maz.
On slippers
and I'm looking
where?
At the video. The video of practice, Brady with the... He had his socks spatted down over the back of his shoe.
The same video that we watch with him teaching routes?
Yes. Where he's doing the running thing. He's doing it in slippers. He's got slippers on. His UGG slippers. He's not even practicing. Look, that video. See the spat? See the shoe?
He thought those were slippers.
Thought those were slippers. Yeah. I mean, I could see why, but I got one hell of a kick out of it.
What do you mean you could see why? How could you possibly mistake those
for slippers?
Because
they look like flat-on slippers, but he spats the back of his shoe. A spat is tape or sock that you cover the back with, and it covers up.
Oh, he thought those were like clogs or something?
He thought those were like UGG slippers he was practicing in.
Oh, my God.
Just nonchalant.
Like slide-ons?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Yes. Nice of you to point
it. He was being serious?
Honest to God.
No, he wasn't being serious.
Nice of you to point it out on Twitter, though, and just get everybody railing against Maz. That was a solid for your buddy.
He was beating it.
I'll call in and help him out then.
You never saw a spat? He covered baseball. They cover the backs like Ortiz. My God, Ortiz and Manny. Super spats. Yeah, spat. Slipper.
He made a mistake.
Slippers.
No, not slippers. It was a mistake.
Under Armour.
Spats or tape or anything.
Spat.
I said, or tape.
Yeah.
Guys, tape
or sock they spat with.
Yes. Okay.
That's all.
We're going to continue this show until 2 p.m. today.
We have today's takeaways because Brady's talking in his locker.
We're going to, between now and then.
Fake promos.
Hear Tom Brady. Tom Brady has moved his press conference from the team's podium setup, which was used earlier today for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Since Bill Belichick's press conference, they've decided to move Tom Brady's press conference. We don't know whose call that was. It may be Tom Brady himself. He's done this before. I know there have been other times where Brady's decided, I don't want to do it up there. And Brady may have watched what happened with Bill today.
He said, I don't want to walk off either.
Don't feed me to the wolves.
Yeah,
I'll do this in front of my locker today. I don't want to deal with all these guys.
I like that take.
And so Brady may have done this himself. Brady may have decided, I don't want to deal with the crowd, so I'm just going to do this in front of my locker, and I don't want to go up there. I don't want to go over there. I don't want to deal with this. And so Brady is going to do it at his locker later this hour. Because of that, we can't do it live and in real time, but we'll do it within minutes of it happening. We will air it. And that is going to come up sometime this hour, okay? But we will get to the fake promos, but we might have to do them out of order. We might have to do something a little early, so work with us. We'll get it all in here before 2 p.m. today on Zolak and Bertrand. So don't go anywhere, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. First, guys, we've got to thank the Point for lunch yesterday. We had a nice little meeting located at 147 Hanover Street, right in downtown Boston. They're open daily at 11, including brunch on the weekends. Everybody's looking for a great brunch spot and the perfect place to host your next private event. For more info, visit thepointboston.net.
And try the ribs.
Ribs are delicious.
Yep. They were fabulous.
Chicken wings.
If they Hanover Street, you probably don't think ribs.
You think Italiano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for the ribs.
I got a couple complaints on email here. Regarding this AB situation. So I'll address them real quick. So three of them. So this AB situation has taken away from one of the biggest things that you missed yesterday. And I totally have missed this and I'm upset. Yesterday was International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I specifically asked an emailer not to tell you about it.
Could you imagine doing four hours on me show? I'd like to thank the Point for bringing in the spare ribs yesterday. Arg.
Yeah, I could imagine it. That's why
you
I asked him not to.
Closing drives brought to you at the end of the show by the pirate ship shooting the cannons off.
Now
it actually has a sponsor there. If you want to mention it.
What I can't see it from here.
Genesis,
the beginning of everything. A great record.
What if Morgan Freeman were a pirate?
Me long pirate ship on me thing with Andy who put the cannonballs in them big cannons we put through the squares on the side of the ship. We pulled into port and bought 10 cannonballs for about 3 packs of cigarettes.
It's right there.
That cannonball ship sailed about the length of 3 football fields. Erg. I watched that again the other night.
I know it did.
I'm like, damn it. And I always get it right when they're tarring the roof.
You send us a picture of his TV.
I got it.
When it comes on, he texts us all a picture of his TV with Shawshank Redemption.
Honest to God, I had to. And you could tell.
I think so.
Honest to God, I had CertaPro come to my house.
Yeah.
Over there. And, you know, I've been pumping CertaPro if you want to get your house painted. And this was done last spring. And for whatever reason, our coolers were down at the Cape. We didn't have any coolers, but I like to give the guys some hot, nothing like working out in the hot sun as sucking down a couple cold pops, you know. But so I went and got a 5-gallon bucket like they did up on that hot tar roof and put bottled beer in the bucket with ice.
With a rope?
And carried it with a rope and put it down. I said, I'm a big Shawshank guy. And the guy said, I am too. That's awesome. And he said, you want to sit out? I'm like, nope. I want to see you guys enjoy this. So I sat down like Andy. Sucked out a couple inside after that, but I mean, yeah, it's pretty neat. Beers get cold in a bucket with ice. You think, hey, you just need a cooler for this stuff. Like, man, that was pretty cool. It's like they did in Shawshank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bohemian style beer.
Bohemian style. No.
Doesn't it bother you, though, if you just watched again last night when he's saying that Andy crawled through that tunnel 500 yards, that's the length of 5 football fields, just shy of half a mile.
Well,
excuse me. 5 football fields is how many yards?
500 yards.
Okay. 500 yards.
But if you count the end zones.
Okay. All right. Let's give them the end zones. Let's say 1,500 feet.
Two laps around the field is half a mile.
Plus 60 more feet times 3, 1,680 feet. Is that right? I got that right?
It's a little more than half a mile.
No, that's like a third of a mile. A mile is 5,280 feet.
Well, maybe he's counting the area at the end of each. You but know. If you
oh, it stands the behind the length of 3
it takes you
football
two,
stadiums.
The space behind the end
it
zone.
It takes you 2 times to run around any normal high school track to where that's half a mile.
500 yards is nowhere close to half a mile.
So think about it.
It's just over a quarter mile is what it is.
Yeah. It's between half a mile and quarter mile.
Yeah,
so
but
a football field's 54 yards wide, too. You're doing that twice every time around.
Right.
Don't confuse them, Jim, please. Just think. Once around the track, 400 yards.
Once around the track,
that's quarter
400
mile. Yards. Add another 100 yards. Are you just shy of half a mile?
No, you're thinking quarter mile, ding dong. You got to go two times around to have half a mile.
He said 500 yards is just shy of half a mile. That's what they say in the movie.
Okay.
Is 500 yards just shy of half a mile?
I don't know. It sounds
just
good
over.
Movie. Like, why do you got to analyze the movie? And why does he take the rock and it opens up the perfect hole to where he could climb into that pipe when it thunder's coming and he breaks the rock open?
He was due for a break?
He got a break.
I had
that
a string
one.
Of bad luck.
What if, because normally when you pierce a pipe, that pipe bursts. But it scorts. It doesn't like explode a human-sized hole in a pipe. You get like a hole about that size.
Well, who's to say he didn't dig the hole out a little bit more?
They didn't show that.
No, they didn't show a lot of stuff. Didn't show him digging the tunnel.
Then what do you do with his clothes after they didn't show him getting dressed with the new clothes he dragged behind him and they were wrapped up in the books and the belt and everything? Mm. A lot I wonder about that movie.
Yeah, that suit fit very well underneath.
And how do
you
raise that crow?
Clothes.
How does he raise that crow, Jake, to be the size that crow is when he goes into the library, the prison library, to where that crow just wouldn't leave and fly away? Why does a crow want to stay? You're not going to get any food in there.
In the library?
Yeah.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff in that library.
Well, same stuff.
By the way, Beetle,
yeah.
A lot of people agreeing with me that the full-grown bison would take care of a grizzly bear, no problem.
I disagree
in
with
fact,
that. That bear
in
would,
fact,
that bear cut that thing's throat right open.
In fact, on one message board, a gentleman who lives near Yellowstone says, oh, I've seen encounters between grizzlies and bison, and the grizzlies want nothing to do with them bison.
Beetle?
They're too big.
One-on-one?
Full on, and that factors in, Beetle. The bison, that's a herd animal, and they'll gang up. But just one-on-one, if he seems too squaring off, that grizzly has got many, many other meals that are way easier than going after that bison. One good charge from that bison, and that grizzly's whole weekend is ruined. You can forget about any plans you've got for the weekend if you're a grizzly bear. If you get rammed by a bison, full-grown bull, just once. Lights out, kid. Talk to some grizzlies. You'll hear. I've done the research.
Talk to some grizzlies. Okay. Fake promos are coming up a segment early.
Josh and Fairbanks agreeing with me now, too.
The fake promos will be next segment after these headlines.
Ooh.
That's good. Early.
Yep. Oh, I got headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub app. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, do you hear this music? It isn't quite the end of the show, flipping some things around, waiting on Tom Brady. But we are going to do fake promos. It's Friday, and today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Six locations, newest at Government Center, virtual program available worldwide. Losing weight has never been so convenient. All right, how many we have, Jim? Jimmy Jim?
We had seven until last segment. Now we have eight.
Nice!
I love late additions to fake promos. All right, let's start.
I love a good late addition.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Beers get cold in a bucket with ice.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's a different kind of cold, just like the Pepsi is different. It's
they get
colder
cold in
here.
A bucket with ice.
He's not wrong.
It's a different one. It's different.
Do you put some ice down first and then put the beers in
ice? I line the beers up and then pour the ice all over.
Good. Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it.
Right. Because you also have sodas and kids with juice boxes.
But no, but the cool, some people drinks. Put some ice down and they're like, oh, I want the bottoms.
Why,
no,
so it
all the coolness is going to sink.
Pack it in.
Yeah, just Put the
if you're
beers
fortunate
in.
Enough to have a Yeti, that'll last forever.
Yeah, put the beers in, then dump your ice. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'd like to talk about the kicking. I will not go for this boat of...
Yes. Oh, hey.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He will not stand for it.
Oh.
He will not stand for Steven Gostkowski missing those kicks, who got a vote of confidence from Bill Belichick this week.
I agree with him. I just think you can't. No. I'm just, you bring kickers in at this point. Now, if you think there's something psychologically there where you're going to mess with the psyche of the kicker, don't bring somebody in to mess with that. If you don't think they can handle it, you deal with it. Just roll. That's your guy. Give him the confidence. Give him a kick in the ass. Let's go. Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Mark in Medford on the Bruins.
Shocker. Mark.
What's up, guys?
Hey. How are you?
What's up, guys?
It's almost Christmas. Just kidding.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Is that what we sound like down there?
Yeah, I told you that.
Oh.
Underwater. In a closet.
Oh, it just sounds...
It's...
Yeah. All right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
We're back with Dan Shaughnessy. Dan, you see that Brady's hurt?
No, he's fine.
talk about that next.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Or
maybe we won't.
Yep. Yeah.
Nothing to talk about.
Got a lot of run out of Dan this week.
He didn't leave here a happy camper.
I heard from him.
I was surprised when RJ asked you about that, though, Beto. He said, well, isn't Brady banged up? And you said, yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Still going to win by a million.
You think he's banged up?
Yeah.
All right. Zoe, you think he's banged up?
No.
All right.
I don't.
See?
Middays.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Then there are Instagram videos.
You think those two got along in Pittsburgh?
You want to take a look? Take a look at the picture.
Yep.
Attractive young lady. Wouldn't you say?
Wholesome.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Which one was that? Was that cocaine?
No.
Who were we looking at that?
No,
Charisse.
That was the one.
Oh, Charisse. Baby
on
mama
our,
Charisse.
On our way here.
Charisse.
Wholesome. Not to be confused with the one from Uncle Buck, which we determined was not
Charisse.
That is Shanice.
Shanice.
Kobolowski.
Kobolowski. Works at a tire place.
We didn't know. Oh, yeah, no.
Kobolowski. Answering phones at a tire place.
This is Charisse.
Not wrong with that.
Back it up, Charisse.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
There are people that do, you know, have those type of things that turn you on. You know, like just, you know, yeah, just make it nasty. Beat me down.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, after we did, whatever day we did that and had that discussion, I had two calls from Tangway that night. One, details. Like, what are you hearing? Oh, it's kind of nasty. I don't know. Yeah, dude, scary.
Of course he did.
Tell us stories.
Just trying to expand his mind. I saluted him.
Did you see the video?
This stuff really happened.
Tell me you
like,
saw the
you
video.
See 50 Shades of Grey, Gary?
Of Tangway finding the $65 in his jacket.
It was 40.
Pocket.
It was 40. He counted it. It was 40.
No, it was 65.
It was tagged. It says that on the video that you watched. I found $40.
No. And then he.
Oh, he found more.
And he keeps counting.
Oh, okay.
He goes, it's 40. And he goes, and he keeps counting. He goes, it's $65.
I stopped watching once it was at 40. And then I saw Chris Sims' face. And I'm like, oh, I can't take any more of this one.
He found $65 in his jacket pocket. Two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Wanda in Maine. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent phone,
it's a nice
Wanda.
Phone.
You got a landline?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
No, I don't. It's my cell phone. What?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
that's
Hub.
See, that's also
what?
From Tuesday, and we sound good in that one.
No, that isn't.
That is. That's from the same day.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just that Mark and Medford call.
There's something going in and out. Maybe it's because when we're on with the caller, it sounds different.
That might
you know
have
what I'm
been,
saying?
No, it might have been back feed from the phone.
Right. No, that was a caller, too.
No, but it might be a specific caller.
Right?
But that you guys were definitely down there. I remember Wanda calling in
on
the day you guys weren't here.
What? Good. What is my new favorite
good.
Word.
It was like just that call. It wasn't the day.
What?
put together all the whats, like Jim in Connecticut. What? Huh?
We got a good caller for the last one.
Oh.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
My magical moment with Yaz could be that he can kiss my backside.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yaz week. We didn't have a lot of Yaz stuff today.
We had a touching Yaz story from him. That was good.
He dropped a fly ball yesterday, I heard. That's what Jimmy said.
My magical moment where Yaz, he can kiss the fattest part of the underside of my hiney.
What?
I'll take your comments off the air.
You will hear from the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady.
Will you?
You will.
Maybe.
You will hear from Tom Brady. I absolutely guarantee it.
Oh, okay.
Brady, next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Brady's press conference is brought to you by Audi of Westwood, a proud member of the Pride Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit AudiWestwood.com. Tom Brady spoke just moments ago in Foxborough. Here it is.
Hey, Tom, judging from your Twitter feed last night, you seem pretty annoyed at those refs in the Jaguars-Titans game.
What's really? I didn't say annoyed.
Well,
you said annoyed.
Yes, I was characterizing it. But why don't you tell me what you were feeling about the race?
I was just watching the game.
Well, you tweeted that.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory, right?
Well, I was wondering if you could just elaborate a little.
No, I don't want to. I want to talk about the Jets. You want to talk about the Jets? No? I didn't say anything about the officiating. I didn't criticize the officials.
How about Antonio Brown? Are all the headlines affecting what's going on the field?
I'm just preparing like I always do, trying to play well this weekend against the Jets. Just doing what I could do, focus on what I can focus on, control what I can control. I'm not here to, do anything other than that except to get ready to play a game.
How are you focusing Antonio Brown and the Jets this week? What's your strategy there?
I'm trying to focus myself on playing well and doing what I got to do to help the team win. And show up, be a good positive leader, bring a good positive attitude. It's football. It's a very joyful place. You wake up, get a chance to play football. It's my 20th year. It's a great opportunity for me. And it's provided me a lot, and I get to go do it this Sunday, and I'm excited about it.
Hey, Tom, are you
the captain on this team? The allegations and things that go on to have that to keep that from being in your head when you're creating a relationship?
Again, I'm just focused on the Jets and trying to think about what I need to do to help the team win, and that's what this week's been about for me, and I'm sure next week it'll be about the next opponent. So. I'm just going to focus on playing quarterback, doing what I do, and trying to help us win.
Hey, Tom, the captain on this team. Tom.
What are you guys trying to do in that situation?
Just trying to improve as a football player, and I think communication is important for all of us. We got to talk about different routes and concepts and stuff, and it's still early in the year, so you get a lot of different looks from the opponents. So there's a lot of things that come up. And I talk about those things with Jules, with the backs. There's a lot that comes up, so a lot of situations and just trying to communicate through them.
Tom, you guys are heavy favorites to win. Do you think it's going to be that easy?
There's never an easy game in the NFL. They're all challenging. They're really good opponents and well coached. A lot of good players, and I've been playing too long to you know, look past an opponent. These guys are, you know, good team. They always play us tough, and we're expecting their best game.
Tom, as the captain on his team, you guys have always said as captains that when guys come into the locker room, whether it be rookies or new players, it's a clean slate. When does that slate become unclean?
Again, we're just focused on, you know, being a good teammate and trying to provide, you know, positive leadership, a great working environment. I think we're all trying to get the best out of each other as players, and you develop different relationships. And I've had a lot of great teammates over the years, a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame, the Patriots Hall of Fame, and guys that I learned from. And I think I take that responsibility as a veteran leader and try to provide the same type of leadership. So,
Tom, are you confident that the refs will be doing a good job in the Jets game?
Refs always do a good job. Yeah, they always do a great job. I never complain to the refs. You guys ever heard me complain to the refs? I don't think I've ever complained to the refs. Maybe in the emotion heat of the moment, but no, I'm a very pro refs.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Tom Brady, pro ref. Very pro ref, he says. Have I ever complained to the refs? Of course he has. Every player complains to the refs. Every player has complained to the refs, especially a quarterback.
Is that 2 years in a row, Turbo?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Tom.
I didn't criticize the officials.
Yes, you did. The tweet last night, too many penalties, just let us play? Who are you talking to? Who's that directed to?
Could have been watching a sporting match of soccer.
That's not directed to the officials and the referees that are on the field?
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, okay. If it's self-explanatory, that's you talking about the officiating in the game. I didn't say anything about the ref. Yeah, you did.
Did.
Oh, man.
I mean, not just for Antonio Brown, but now for Brady. Is there a point where we talked about this earlier where the coaches just say, okay, no more. I don't care if it's in your contract, if you're allowed to do anything. Stop it.
Today.
All you're doing is creating problems for yourself and now potentially creating problems for us. Talking trash about the officials 2 days before we have a group of officials. They're going to be making calls in our game. What are you, soft? What are you doing?
Unless
I never complain to the refs.
Unless he's talking about the league instructing the refs to call these penalties. Yeah. That's what he could be referring to. But if he is, he should clarify it.
Oh, 100%, because it's not the league who's going to be making those calls on Sunday. It's the officials.
Well, that's what they tell them in the preseason. Like, hey, we're going to accelerate these calls on holding. We're going to call more holding. So why don't you say that? Like, what are you calling holding for? Just let him play. When you're looking for it, you're going to find it. Yeah.
Okay. Felger and Maz are coming up. We're back on Sunday.
You're back Sunday, 10 a.m., baby.
10 a.m.
I'm back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
Oh, 7 a.m.
Second to last Sports Hub Golf Club of the season.
You better get some rest tonight.
Pre-game starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Kickoff at 1 o'clock.
Stay home. Keep your feet up.
Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak on the call. Soucy will be with Felger Maz this afternoon.
They bring that fog machine?
I hope so.
Hot takes?
I hope they do.
Got to cue that thing up a little bit earlier.
Yeah, they need the studio fogging out as the segment begins. It's a great look. Awesome. And we all could use a laugh this week.
It sure could. Arr, me pay you every nice weekend with your temperatures out there. Arr.
Pirates home.
That was yesterday. You missed it.
I know. What are you going to
do? You can't do it now.
Can't do everything. Can't keep track of everything. So,
hey, everybody, enjoy your weekend.
It's a nice weekend out there.
Should
be
great.
Enjoy the day.
You're going to the game Sunday. Enjoy the tailgate.
I'm going to game. Get a loop up.
Crush it. It's going to be one of those great fall weekends. We'll see you out there on Sunday. Go Pats. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The
Sports Hub.
No, there are questions about Antonio. You know, we take all the situations with our team very seriously, and there are some things that we're looking into, but I'm not going to have any comment on any of the off-the-field situations or questions on that. So anything on football, happy to answer.
You will raise hands. I'll call on you, and we'll get started. Henry McKinnon.
As far as your work with Antonio in football, do the off-field accusations, allegations complicate your ability to coach him, your feelings about him personally?
Yeah, when we work on football, we work on football.
Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Antonio Brown's role this weekend?
No, I'm not going to get into that. We're going to do what's best for the team like we always do.
You always say you want what's best for the team. So how do you weigh with your player?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.